This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We'll also hear from Kevin Stefanski a little bit later, his press conference in Berea. The Sal Pal, Sal Balantonio from ESPN, NFL matchup. He's got a new book out, How Football Explains America. I'm looking forward to talking to him about that in the noon hour. And we should probably hear from Deshaun Watson at some point during the day, probably closer to the 1 o'clock hour. As far as his press conference is concerned, Davante Adams wants out of Las Vegas. Where could he end up? There's a number of teams out there right now. Just looking at Pro Football Talk, looks like Jets, Saints seem to be on the top of his list. If he could pick his destination, as you said, Jeff, why the Jets and the Saints?
Aaron Rodgers, his former quarterback in Green Bay. Derek Carr, his former quarterback at Fresno State and with the Raiders.
There you go. So that might be why. Obviously, Browns fans, your ears percolate when you hear this. You're like, oh, I wonder how Davante Adams would look in a Browns uniform, would he? And then what would you have to give up? Would you give up Amari Cooper? You know, what would that be the situation? I don't know. I mean, would I be all in on that? No, I would like Amari Cooper and Davante Adams, but I want a lot of things. So let's go to Marcus in Aurora's been standing by. Hey, Marcus, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Marcus.
Now, listen, first of all, the trade that Josh, the genius Josh McDaniels made, trading the 1 and 2 for Adams, was a disaster. And the Browns, if the Browns are 1 and 5, you know, he's not going to want to come to Cleveland. He wants to go to a playoff team, and
he doesn't have a choice though, on this one though, and he has no, well, he doesn't have a no trade in this deal either. So
he doesn't have a choice. That's true, and they're going to take whoever makes him the best offer,
right?
Whether it's they're not going to get what they want for him, I highly doubt it. So, like, if the Jets or somebody offers a 2, they're probably going to take the deal. And you got to figure, if you're a bad team, why would you offer a high draft pick for a guy like that? He's probably not going to help get you to the playoffs or anything like that. At least not this season. And then if you're the Browns, do you want to even bother with a restructure for the guy? That's the other issue. And, you know, he quit on a one play. All it took was the one play. Minshew threw the pick, and Adams decided to bail out. And Pierce, one thing about Pierce, whether he wins or not in the long run, you can't quit on the field on the guy. So I don't know. I don't know if they want Cooper back. They want picks, and they'll take the highest one. They might even – I don't think the Chiefs would offer him a 1. People are saying, oh, yeah, the Chiefs will offer him a first round for Adams. I don't like making in-division trades, but if the Chiefs offered him a 1, I bet you they'd trade him.
Absolutely. They would take a number 1 from anybody for him, but nobody's going to give up a first-round pick.
No, not for a 31-year-old in the salary. No.
Yep. All right, Marcus, thank you. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Slater is in Valley City. Call 216-474-0092. Hi, Slater.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Jeff, you're the insulation guy, right? So if your offensive line is not keeping the heat off your quarterback, it don't matter what receiver you have. They can barely get the receivers their ball now. So I don't think bringing Davante Adams in here is going to solve anything until the offensive line can prove that they can protect the quarterback.
Which Slater is what I said early in the show.
Right. The great thing about Nick Chubb was, and I remember they were talking about the offense a couple years ago, they could leave a guy unblocked, and they trusted Nick Chubb to get past that guy. They can't do that with the running backs they have, and they can barely block the guys. The offensive line can barely get it done now with the backfield that they have. So, you know, will Nick Chubb be the answer, perhaps. Is he going to be the same guy? Hopefully. But until they fix that offensive line, it don't matter what receiver they bring in here.
Slater, I tend to agree with you on that. Thank you very much. In fact, I do agree with you. The offensive line's got to figure out, or they've got to get healthy.
Isn't it just health?
Yeah, it's health.
It's just health. I mean, if Jack Conklin's healthy and able to play at his level, if Jedrick Wills is healthy and able to play at his level, don't insert a joke there. I'm being very serious.
Sure.
If Jed can do what he's done in the past, if Jack can do what he's done in the past, and Zach Zinter can go in and do a decent Wyatt Teller impression, mm-hmm. they'll be okay. And if Ethan Posick is okay. But guess what? We've just talked about four of the five spots on the offensive line. There are issues there, and they have to get fixed.
And the schedule gets harder.
And other teams are dealing with offensive line issues and somehow don't have the same kind of issues the Browns have. Think about that. Okay, other teams are beat up on the offensive line around the league as well. And they're handling it better than the Browns are handling it right now.
You know, we talk about this identity thing with the Browns, and do they have an identity? What's their identity? What is the offense going to be? I think that's part of it. What is it going to be, right? And you have to ask yourself, this is the question I keep asking myself. Like, Jed Wills, everyone was ready to throw him out of here. And now all of a sudden, it feels like if he comes back, he's going to be somewhat of a savior to be able to come back and play on that offensive line. To me, that's worrisome. I don't know. They don't have an identity on offense right now because they don't have an offensive line that can string together. And then, you know, when you think they should run, they don't. And sometimes they pass the ball too much. And they can't play four quarters of football. At least they proved that in the losses for sure. That they need to be able to figure out a way to play all four quarters. And I don't have a whole lot of faith. I might start having faith, though, when Nick is back, when Njoku is back, when the offensive line is intact. But even just going into that whole notion of what is their identity, right now their identity on offense, Jeff, and tell me if you disagree, is just broken. They're broken.
To me, that's not an identity. That's just a fact. You know, right now their offensive line's in trouble. And David Njoku not being there and Nick Chubb not being there. You know, you expected Nick not to be there, but David, you didn't. To me, Andy, they have three guys on the offensive side of the ball who can put fear into a defense. Nick Chubb, David Njoku, Amari Cooper. That's it.
And only one of them's on the field
right now. And they're working with a really beat up offensive line. So they haven't had a chance to establish any kind of an identity on offense.
In fairness. Mr. Scoop and Score was on Ken Carman show yesterday with Anthony Lima, Rodney McLeod.
Mr. Scoop and Score.
I thought it was
awesome. Is he trademarking that?
I call him Mr. Scoop and Score. I thought it was awesome to watch. I love Scoop and Scores. I just think they're cool.
Sounds like a Christmas gift for you.
But he also, I
like the Scoop and Score.
When he was on the show yesterday, he talked about exactly what we're talking about, that whole identity situation for the offense or for the team.
You can have great talent, but there's bad coaching that exists in this league.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why some people are shipped out every year. Some people also just don't know how to necessarily lead a group of men. That can be a factor, too. And I feel like what's brewing right now, and we kind of hinted at it earlier a couple weeks ago, the trust. Where is that trust between coaches and players? It's going to reveal itself very soon in how people truly feel, because you know how it goes. You get in front of that camera, those questions get asked. There's only a matter of time before the truth and what's happening in the dark starts to come to light.
Thought that was interesting. You know, when you get
kind of heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. And for somebody who's in the locker room, too, mm-hmm. right? And is making plays and just, you know, what are they going to be? Because the rougher this gets, the more, you know, the little dark clouds start coming out. And they start hovering over Berea. And then you start hearing stuff that's even worse. And it makes it – and it's not that it's worse. It's just worse at the time. How come so-and-so's not getting the ball? Why aren't we running the ball more? Why aren't we passing the ball more? Did that guy hustle on that play? How come that guy quit on that play? Why did he make that decision? When you win, no one's ever asking those questions. But when you lose, they're all out there. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Roman is in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Roman.
Just wanted to chime in. I'm wondering where this confidence in Jed Wills coming back and, you know, our line, you know, coming to what it used to be. I wonder where the confidence comes from, because Jed Wills has been, honestly, since he's been drafted, he hasn't been above average by any means. So I don't know what getting him back is going to do. And I know we've talked about it before and we've kind of brushed it off as like a non-issue, but what's going on with our strength and conditioning? I know it's not our medical staff. I think they're doing a good job by dealing with what they deal with, but we are the most hurt team in the NFL pretty consistently. At least that's what we use as an excuse as fans.
Do you get that, Roman?
Well, you know, last year we were hurt. I feel like every time we have a groove or we think that we should be better than we are, it's always, oh, well, we're so hurt. We're the most hurt team in the NFL. You know, we had 26% of the roster last year on the IR or hurt during the season. So you saw Roman, how many
80% of their offensive line was hurt in the last game.
Okay, so why are guys getting hurt so much? We had Jordan Hicks goes out. We had, you know, like you said, our line just started dropping like flies, and that's been pretty often. I don't have any confidence in Jack Conklin because he can't stay on the field. So I think it's deeper rooted. I don't know if it's on the strength and conditioning. I don't know what the deal is, but I feel like, and this is an opinion.
I know they got that new gym. I'm looking at other teams. Like, I just looked at Detroit. Detroit had 17 guys listed as injured, whether they were out or, you know, still returned. I mean, most teams are putting 12 to, I don't know, 17 might be the big one that I just noticed. The injured lists on every team are long. It's not just here.
Andy, I agree with you.
Is that just on the board of like who's hurt and who's playing through it?
Yeah, I just looked up NFL injuries and I went through like every team and I'm just counting numbers, not names. But like the Cardinals have 1, 2, 3.
Because it's one thing to be banged up, right? It's one thing to be banged up and be playing through injuries, like we've heard that Miles has been doing. You know, Miles, that's one thing to be playing through them. But we have guys that are consistently out or get hurt through games, and we point to, well, you know, if we just had everybody healthy, we'd be okay. I'm tired of it. Why isn't everybody healthy? Why do we have so many guys dropping like flies?
I thank you, Roman. It's a good question.
Conklin, Jack's had major knee injuries.
Yeah.
It's like saying Nick Chubb's not healthy. Nick's had major knee injuries. Well,
that's what I kept thinking about. I'm like, are you going to blame strength and conditioning on Nick Chubb? He's the last guy I'm doing that to. So, all right, more on this.
And the same thing for Conklin. When Jack hasn't had major knee injuries, he's out there.
I don't know. That identity question seems interesting. And will they grow one here if the guys come back and are healthier? And then maybe we see something that we haven't seen all season long. 216-474-0092 or on social media on the X at CLE Talking Heads. Andrew Siciliano joins us in the next hour of Baskin and Phelps. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.